Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Matt Recap News. It's Friday, the 25th of July, 2025. And, before we look at the markets, I don't know if you saw that, but a video of Trump and Jerome Powell. It's worth watching. Unbelievable. With Trump trying to lay on some extra funding that the Fed had for renovation of the Federal Reserve building. And he added in a building that had been done sort of 5 years ago. It was very awkward, but pretty mesmerizing to watch. It's a comedy. But you know what? It's dreadful, isn't it? It's absolutely dreadful. This is a witch hunt on Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed. And I'm glad he stuck up for himself. I really am. And it's pathetic. It's so see-through that Trump wants him out, trying to concoct anything he can. So they're trying to think now he's done something fraudulent, because that's the only way you can get them out of the position. It is absolutely pathetic. And it's so see-through. Trying to trump up charges, no pun, or pun intended, to try and get him out. It's like, on one respect, I agree with Trump. I think interest rates should have come down. But you can't just trump up sort of fraudulent charges, pretend it's a genuine reason why you should get rid of the head of the Fed. It's unbelievable. Trump is running it like it's everything. It just stinks. The whole thing stinks. And, you know, a lot of what Trump does stinks. You know, all down to the crypto thing, just pushing crypto because he owns meme coins. And it will benefit to the tune of billions by doing this, releasing the Genius Act and all this stuff. The thing of Bitcoin, though, and crypto, I think it's quite funny that you've got all this positivity coming from Trump administration, you know, pushing this Genius Act. You've got all these companies being Bitcoin treasury companies buying Bitcoin. In fact, Smarter Web released their interim results today. It's worth a read, that is. But it's now rolling over a little bit. Bitcoin is now at $116,000. You think, well, with all this positivity, you think it would break all-time highs. If all these companies are buying and you've got, you know, publicity coming from the president of the United States government, then why isn't it going higher? And in fact, if you look at the leverage here, if you look at some of the UK Bitcoin treasury companies, you can see the leverage. I mean, Bitcoin goes down by 1%. These goes down by 4, 5, 16, 20%. So that's what's going to happen. If Bitcoin rolls over this weekend, then these companies will absolutely do double digit figures easily. So it's not the way to buy Bitcoin. I don't understand the obsession. I mean, it's because of the rise that happened. People expecting that rise to happen again. It may do, but unless Bitcoin shoots up past all-time highs, it won't. Because I think SmartWeb, the average price they paid was, in fact, let's look at this, the average price they paid for Bitcoin, for all the Bitcoin purchases, is $109,000. Now, you understand, if the price of Bitcoin goes down, then their assets, the value of their assets are going down. They're already overvalued on the balance sheet by about, what, 5-6 times. So, you know, if they held that in cash, it wouldn't go down, pretty much. Or it would go down to the rate of inflation, pretty much, which is, what, 2, 3, 4%. But this can go down massively. So I would, again, you know, I'm not sceptical on Bitcoin. I just believe the longevity it's experienced in the market, what, 15 years without being hacked, and increasingly user adoption of it to store, you know, assets just plays out. I mean, you know, that's all you need. You know, why does something become valuable? Because people attribute a value to it, and lots of people do. So are they all wrong? Maybe they could be. For 15 years? Is there, you know, can you get a bubble that goes up for 15 years? I don't think there's ever been a bubble that lasts that long. By the very nature, bubbles, you know, expand very quickly and then pop. I mean, it's had some volatility, but like I said, it's a network effect. The more people interested in it, the higher the valuation goes. So I see Bitcoin going up. I mean, I can't see the point of buying. I mean, if you look at any of these companies, Bitcoin companies, they, you know, make a loss. They pretend to be another company because that's the primary business. That's what they say. To legally get around the loophole of just being a Bitcoin company, they have to have a business. But I think the business of Smarter Web is web development. They turned over 176 grand and made a pre-tax profit of or loss of 93K. And yes, it's worth half a billion market cap. Doesn't make any sense, does it? When something doesn't make sense, you know, when something is insane, you should just step away and say, okay, let's take a breather here. This is nuts. Anyway, a bit of macro news. Retail sales rebounded in June as hot weather boosted fuel and supermarket sales, according to official data. Sales volumes were up by 0.9% in the month, the ONS said. People bought more drinks at supermarkets and summer clothes, while fuel sales were up as consumers ventured out and about in the sunshine. That's a quote. They ventured out and about in the sunshine, the ONS said. The rise comes after sales fell by 2.8% in May, which was more than the ONS had previously estimated. So basically, the weather affects the economy. So is it the case, you know, when or do people get used to it? I mean, is it the case, if the weather's always nice, people tend to spend more? So are you saying that sort of, you know, countries where the weather is quite bad for a lot of time, like Siberia, I can't imagine they produce a lot, sell a lot of stuff. Or, you know, or in, of course, is the perfect temperature, isn't it? But you can get countries that are too hot, maybe. But it's nuts, isn't it? So we'll never actually... Well, I suppose if the sun is always shining, you won't do these trips all the time. You won't venture out. It's only because we have these breaks in the weather that are quite nice that people go out and about, I suppose. If you get used to it, then it'll be a bit more spread out across the year, won't it? Anyway, it's good to see a bit of positivity in the retail sector. Let's look at the markets. UK FTSE 100. It's down sort of 0.4%, 9,099. FTSE 250 is down 0.5%, 22,043. The FTSE small cap down 0.1% to 7,254. The FTSE fledgling, it's down 0.1% to 13,426. And the AIM all share, it's down a smidge. Well, 0.5%, maybe, or just 0.16% to 7,755.66. It hit an 11-month high yesterday, the AIM All Share. It needs to get above that 777 level to crack on, pretty much. Commodities. Brent crude, $69 a barrel. It's up 0.4%. You've got gold down 1% to 3,339. Still that sort of trading range. Just flatten my chart up there. Copper down a third of 1%, what is that, to $12,753 a ton, still close to all-time highs. NASDAQ, all-time high. Do you know what's interesting? NASDAQ, S&P, all-time high, and I measure my microcap league fund. I've invested £1,000 in companies that have appeared in the top 20 of the microcap league fund. That's the minimum requirement. I do some more research on them. But... and I'll just look at the results here now. Microcap League Fund. Okay, you can see these on the website if you remember. So since September, I own 16 companies in this fund, I call it. Since September, they are up 22.62%. The AIM All Share is up by 4%. The FTSE 100 is up by 9%, so I'm beating that by 14%. I'm beating the NASDAQ by 6%, and it's an all-time high. Beating the S&P by 11%, it's an all-time high. Beating the Russell 2000, which is a small cap index in America, by 20%. And look at UK fund managers, right? These are people who are paid very well to invest people's money into companies they think show promise. Okay, they paid the professionals. The closest to this fund, my fund, is a company, well, 11% below. So I'm double the performance of them. The worst company is 32% below the Market Cap League fund. So it just shows you can base all your research on fundamentals and metrics there that are on the website and do very well. Don't get swayed by the story or don't have a belief or gut feeling that something's going to do well until it does well. Just go in the fundamentals. And, you know, on the website there are 15 metrics every company is analysed on. Some metrics are more important than others. So they get more weighting and more scoring, so they rise up the league. And, and that does a lot of legwork for you. You know, you can say, okay, these are top 30 companies, top 30 microcap companies in the UK. Let's check them out. And then you can do your own research, look at the forecasts, all that stuff, and then hopefully you pick a quality company. But it does a lot of the legwork because what are they, about 1,000 companies listed in the UK? I think about probably about 500 microcaps. And so, you know, the top 30 companies that have the best risk-reward profile. Of course, sharepickers.com, check it out. What else is there? Have I looked at anything else? That's the S&P and NASDAQ, that was. Government bonds, 2-year up 0.7% to 3.89%. At 4.65%, it's 10-year up 0.6%. At the 30-year is up 0.25% to 5.4% there. A pound will buy you €1.14. God, it's weakening against the euro, or the euro strengthening. It'll buy you $1.34. The dollar is up a little bit there, third on the dollar index. It's about 0.3%. There we are. Okay. Just two companies. I mean, there's more releases today. On the Microcap database today, I've added pretty much is a... In fact, I'm seeing on my significant news section here that NatWest has come out with extreme downside above consensus, 4% of that. Okay, that's come up. And also another company on there today was Venture Life, one of the phrases they're saying. That's one of the companies I look at. But let's have a look at the database today. So first and foremost, in alphabetical order, Record. REC is ticker. And they come out with a first quarter trading update. They deliver bespoke currency and asset management solutions for its institutional clients around the world, provide specialist currency management solutions to manage the currency risks in private assets. So they have, at 60 pence, market cap of 115 million, enterprise value of 102, so they've got cash of around about 13 million as of the last sort of full year results. And to be honest, right, the sentence that struck me in this release was, our current year outlook remains highly dependent on the closing of large complex deals in the pipeline, but we maintain our expectation of revenue growth in low single digits and EPS flat. That does not inspire confidence, is it? So they've got these large complex deals in the pipeline. Now, the very nature of large complex deals, they take a lot of time and can experience delay. So I wouldn't have confidence in them getting across the line. So I'd say the expectations of low single-digit growth and EPS flat will probably happen. And I don't think they'll get one of these large, complex deals over the line. Now, their 2025 full-year results were not an improvement on 24. Revenue dropped 8%. Profit before tax decreased 2% to 9.1 million. Cash reduced by 24% to 13.3. Forecasts for 2026 show revenue forecast to increase by 3%. Net profit is expected to drop by 3%. So little growth on top line and net profit is not going to, no growth. And these are dependent. Well, that's not dependent. They're also dependent on some big deals. As for value, at 60 pence, this is forecast P/E of 13, and they pay a dividend of just over 4%. Seems okay, but without growth, does it warrant a higher rating? Especially if they do not land these pipeline deals. So I would say, Record? No. Maybe, you know, watch it, but it's not one to invest in. VLG have released a trading update for 6 months to the 30th of June. They've sold their CMDO operations. It's worth looking at the current operations, and they were positive. The group delivered revenues of 15.3 million in the period, reflecting an increase of 38% compared to the previous year. On a pro forma basis, revenues were 11% higher than the same period in 2024. The newly acquired Health and Her Him brands have contributed strongly to growth and generated revenues of $3.4 million, reflecting an increase of 21% over the prior year on a pro forma basis. So VLG's 2024 results were an improvement on 23, but the most interesting story here was the sale of their CDMO business post-period for €62 million in cash on a cash-free, debt-free basis. So full year 2024, revenue up to 19% to $26.6 million versus $22.4 million. Profit for tax of $19K versus a loss of $471K. Net debt increased by 11% to $20.8 million, but this will be paid off due to the sale of the subsidiary. Now, forecast for 25, revenue up 44% to $33.8 million, net profit of $5.3 million. At 58 pence, puts them on a PE of 14, which is reasonable. However, following the completion of the sale, the company currently holds a net cash position of approximately $36 million. This means the enterprise value is $38 million at 58 pence, which would mean a forecast EV earnings ratio of just 7. This is cheap. Plus, they also have firepower, which means they are actively exploring exciting M&A opportunities, which will be immediately earnings enhancing. I'm going to say worth a watch, VLG. That's it. Thanks for listening. Have a nice weekend. Don't forget, you know, if you can afford to spend just under £3 a week and you want to get some great investment ideas, some great resources to help you investing, you know, a live weekly webinar, all that stuff. And, you know, put in context, less than £3 a week is half a pint of beer. Then go to sharepickers.com and you can get 25% off. All right. Have a nice weekend. Speak to you next weekie. Muchos apreciados.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.